Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, almost six years of therapy. And also, in the process of doing that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how some narcissists surround themselves with people who make them stand out. Sometimes, let me repeat that real quick for you. Sometimes, narcissists, toxic people, whoever, will surround themselves with other people that will make them stand out more. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes when you're dealing with narcissistic people. Like, I know a lot of people just try to figure out, like, how did I end up with this toxic person? How did I end up with this narcissistic person? So if you go out into with a group of people, like, and you end up with a narcissist, sometimes it's because that narcissistic person has intentionally, and this is intentionally, y'all, it's subconscious, but it's intentionally, you know, has intentionally surrounded themselves with people who will make themselves stand out more. And this is on purpose, y'all. Like, when I say people who make them stand out more, it's either people who might be less physically attractive than them. A lot of times a narcissistic woman will do that right there. You know, but narcissistic men will do that as well. They will surround themselves with people who are less physically attractive than them. You know, I say less conventionally attractive, not less physically, less conventionally attractive than them. And they rate people. Narcissistic people rate people on a scale. Like, you are less attractive than me, so I'm going to surround myself with people like this, so I can stand out, so I can be the target, so I can be the center of attention, so I can get the most supply, so I can get the most validation, so I can get the most people that will approach me, or the most people that will be interested in me. You see what I'm saying? They look around, like I said, less conventionally attractive, less money, you know, less money, things like that. So if I'm the richest person in the group, I'm going to stand out a little bit more. You know, different races, different ethnicities. So I'm the only black person in the group. I'm going to stand out more. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissistic people do this stuff intentionally, y'all, just to get themselves better odds at being chosen or being picked and things of that nature. You know, I had my eye on you since the night started, because you stand out. Some narcissists want to stand out, but not like in a huge way, just subtly stand out. You know what I mean? That's the type of stuff that I do. This is my personal stuff. I do this personally. I don't surround myself with lesser people. Like, quote unquote, lesser people. I surround myself with people who will make me stand out more. Like, we're all different races, ethnicities, but we're all real estate agents or something like that, you know? We might be all social media people, but I'm the only black one there. It just works out that way sometimes. I have dreads. I'm a real estate agent with dreads. I call myself the dreaded realtor. That's my moniker for a while, y'all. It used to be the dreaded broker, but I just said, like, I'm the dreaded realtor. Come get me. You know, the dreaded realtor. So I stood out, the black real estate agent with dreads. You know, I used to do things on purposefully to make me stand out more. You know what I mean? Narcissistic people want to stand out. They want to catch your eye. Like, you're not even looking for them, but they catch your eye. You know, they have a different sense of humor. They listen to music, a certain type of music. I'm just telling you, they surround themselves with people who intentionally will make them stand out. Sometimes you get the good guy, the vulnerable narcissist, the communal narcissist that does a lot of good deeds. They will surround themselves with people who are like, you know, but bad boys and bad girls. You mean the good guy will surround themselves with bad girls so they can play the hero role? Hey, leave her alone, bro. Hey, he gets like this sometimes. You know, he doesn't mean anything by it, but he gets like this sometimes. How you doing? What's your name? My name is Lee. My name is Lee, by the way. Who are you? Oh my goodness, you're such a nice person. All these other people here are so mean. Watch out for that type of stuff, y'all. It's not always a good thing to get the main person in the group. You mean, it's not always a good thing to get the victory, to get the best person, the best looking person, the person with the most money. It's not always going to end well for you. That's what I'm saying. Because they set them.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. all the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So they like to set themselves apart. They like to stand out subtly. Some of them, you know, the covert, let me correct this a little bit. The covert narcissist wants to stand out subtly. The overt narcissist wants to be, they might stand out just loud and boisterous. You know, I told this story before, but one of my good friends, he is an overt narcissist, loud, boisterous, outgoing, likes to have the nicest clothes, nicest cars and things like that. Me, I'm a covert narcissist. I want attention on me, but I do it in a subtle way. His loudness makes people not want to be around him sometimes, and they want to be around me more because I'm still talkative, but I'm quiet. I'm subtle with it. You see what I'm saying? We do it on purpose. My subtleness, people are attracted to his loudness and not my subtleness. You know what I mean? They like the outgoing, boisterous dude to love, he got money. I'm just telling you, this is pre-planned sometimes. Sometimes it's a deeper level than this. And I know more than a few of you might have experienced something similar when it comes to dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, whoever. Some of you might experience something very similar with this person because they do this, because they do that. They go about it this way. They go about it that way. You know, they want to stand out. Think about your relationship dynamic right now and how it exists right now. What you're going through it right now in this instance. You know, how did you meet that person? Did they stand out at the bar? Did they stand out at the club? Did they stand out on Tinder or Bumble or stuff like that? In one subtle way, this is for the ladies right here. This is one subtle way that people, that your toxic person will stand out on Tinder or Bumble, your toxic man, you mean? They'll put a picture on there with a baby. Or playing the best, like, I'm the best father, best uncle, I'm the best brother, best big brother, best uncle. Can't wait to be a dad one day. That stands out from all the other people who got their shirts off, you know, their shirts off and flexing, or, you know, with their heads down, you know, not even facing the camera. Like, you know, they posing like this with their heads turned away from the camera or their back to it or their side or looking down or something like that. You got the person up there that's holding the bouncing bundle of joy. Like, I can't wait. I cannot wait to be a dad one day. Just got to find the right one. And I also like picnics and songs in the park and live music and bands. And whatever you like, I like making my woman happy. That happens, y'all. I know it's funny the way I say it, but that you'd be surprised how often it happens, y'all. It's intentionally manipulative, y'all. A lot of narcissistic people will go out of their way to be intentionally manipulative. They want to stand out. They like to surround themselves with people who look different, people who act different, people who talk different, people who speak differently. You know what I mean? So they will be the center of attention. So watch out for the center of attention, be it loud, boisterous, or be it quiet, subtle. The centers of attention might be toxic, narcissistic people. Now, it doesn't work out that way all the time. I'm just saying sometimes the center of attention, narcissistic people will surround themselves so they stand out. They will get around people that makes them stand out. They will get around people with bad reputations and protect you from them, to play the savior role. I saved you from them. Remember that. You know, remember that I saved you. That type of dynamic. They hang around bad boys, so they look like the good guy. They hang around bad girls, so they look like the good girl. You see what I'm saying? It happens, y'all. Watch out for that. That's my piece. This is episode quick and straight to the point, y'all. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.